We need your help. 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. To stop the end of radio at 90.7 FM. 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate.
This is Don Letts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Stay tuned.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Did you hear that?
No.
Pull over. Gently.
Nice city.
That's it. Pull over and pledge your support to WGXC 90.7 FM during our sustaining supporter pledge drive October 10th through October 23rd. Do it now at wgxc.org/donate and consider becoming a sustaining supporter. By becoming a sustaining supporter, you're investing in community radio every month. Your financial support is tax deductible, allows WGXC to meet the most basic operating costs, and keeps WGXC on your FM dial.
No way!
Yes way!
From our studios in Hudson, Catskill, and Acre, New York, WGXC has brought Greene and Columbia counties local news, opinions, music, traffic reports, politics, interviews, live performances, and more for over 7 years. So stop, pull over, and donate. WGXC.org/donate.
Stop and get out of your car if you can, starting Wednesday, October 10th with the WGXC Pullover Pledge Drive. You spend the morning on the road listening to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Live at 8 a.m. Or if your afternoon involves spending time with hosts on 90.7 FM, consider making a pledge during the Pullover Pledge Drive. Your collection of community voices is different than public radio. We're not interested in reporting on the president's whereabouts every 5 minutes. Instead, WGXC provides the community a chance to have their say about local issues like the Greene County Jail, water problems in Nassau and Hoosick Falls, the 19th congressional election, and more. You can hear more coverage of those issues on the air on 90.7 FM than anywhere else in the local media landscape. So consider making a sustainable pledge to WGXC, a recurring donation to keep WGXC available on your car radio at 90.7 FM.
Oh my God, honey, I just heard some terrible news. The radio station's going off the air.
Going off the air? How will I listen to my samba music? A 1, 2, 3, back, a 3, 2, 1, back, to the side, to the side, to the left.
Honey, you're an excellent samba dancer, but I think this is it for them.
Oh, no, I just went to their website, wgxc.org. You can donate monthly. Did you know that?
Yeah, you can make one of those one-time donations. But you know what I'm into? Monthly sustaining support.
Oh, honey, you're very sustaining, especially when we go and have that delicious spring water in Hudson and the environs.
All right. Don't get so frisky, honey. Donate monthly. Choose your amount from the drop-down menu on the old website there, or donate by check. Did you know I can give them my stock donations?
Oh, honey, give them some of that worthless Bitcoin that those children who were sleeping in their cars, they told us to buy the Bitcoin. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got some of that Bitcoin, but I got something better, cold hard cash. Donate right now to the best radio station in the land.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Scribner's Catskill Lodge, a 38-room boutique hotel located in Hunter, offering a seasonal outdoor pool, weekend wellness programming, and nightly s'mores around the fire pits. Located at 13 Scribner Hollow Road, across the street from Hunter Mountain, 8 miles from the Forest Trails in Catskill Park, and 22 miles from the town of Woodstock. Scribner's is also home to the Prospect Restaurant and Bar, serving modern fare. Information at 518-628-5130 or at www.scribnerslodge.com.
And I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom with the WGXC News. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Richard Moody reports in Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors will vote tonight, October 10th, on a resolution that would allow the county solid waste department to charge users $50 a year for recycling services. County supervisors plan to rush the proposal through with the Public Works Committee and Finance Committee voting on the measure at 6:35 p.m. and 6:40 p.m. respectively at 401 State Street. Then, if the proposal passes the committees, all the supervisors will consider adding the recycling fee during the full meeting at 7 p.m. WGXC provides a web stream of Board of Supervisor meetings through Dan Udell using the WGXC app. Quote, supervisors have to decide if they want to charge a user fee or raise the tax cap and spread the cost across all residents, unquote, Solid Waste Department Director Jolene Race said October 9th. Quote, it is going to have to be one way or the other. It will be up to the supervisors to go back to their constituents and find out how it will affect them, unquote. About 25% of residents get their recycling services from the county and would be affected by the fee. Quote, recycling is costing the county quite a bit, unquote, Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell of Stockport said. Quote, if we authorize the fee, that does not necessarily mean we will impose a fee. It is something we are seriously considering, unquote. But governments authorized to tax rarely pass on those opportunities. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports on the campaign of Diane Neal, the actor who is one of several candidates challenging Representative John Faso, the first-term Republican now representing New York's 19th congressional district. Neal is running on her own party line. The story contains one startling sentence, quote, Neal is a registered Democrat, but said she has made several attempts to change her registration to a non-affiliated. So she's running for Congress but has not been able to fill out the form to change her party registration? Neal says infrastructure is among the district's biggest issues. Quote, since our district is often neglected, what is of immediate importance are the infrastructure that we need, unquote, she said. Quote, specifically, we need internet that is affordable and reliable at competitive speed and connectivity, unquote. Democrat Antonio Delgado and Green Party's Steve Greenfield are also running against Faso on the November 6th ballot. Neal is best known for playing Assistant District Attorney Casey Novak on the Law & Order Special Victims Unit television show. Quote, without any kind of internet service to the majority of the district, people can't do their homework, just can't, unquote, Neal said. quote, you can't do any online education. You can't take advantage of any kind of online retail opportunities or remotely telecommute into work, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Albany Times Union reports that New Yorkers are optimistic about the economy, according to a new poll. The Siena College Research Institute's poll shows the state's index of consumer sentiment was up 4.4% from the second quarter. But at 93.6, New York trails the national index of 100.1. Consumers, the poll found, are not that concerned about rising gas prices. Quote, New Yorkers remain bullish about the economy and their personal finances this quarter as the index rose by over 4 points, unquote, said Don Lonstrom, professor of statistics and finance at Siena College and the Institute's founding director. Quote, driving the strength of the index is increasing optimism towards future conditions enjoyed by every demographic except low-income and older New Yorkers who held steady, unquote. Read the full story at the Albany Times Union. Today is Wednesday, October 10th, and there are 27 days until the midterm elections, November 26th. National Weather Service says it'll be partly sunny with a high near 75. Then showers are likely tonight, mainly after 4 a.m., with a low around 65. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms could produce heavy rain with a high near 69. The showers may continue Thursday night with a low around 50. Then Friday should be partly sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 42. There are extra web streams at WGXC tonight. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors meeting is at 7:30 p.m., and there's an extra web stream of interplanetary music from Sun Ra at Hilo and Catskill with a variety of local musicians tonight at 8 p.m., at WGXC.org. You're listening to the radio 90.7 FM.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss, it's fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
All right, the fog has burnt off there. That was Peggy Lee with Fever on the WGXC Extended Morning Show. We're on our Pledge Drive edition. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Accra. And we're asking for your help to make a sustainable donation to WGXC. We're trying to end pledge drives as we know them on the radio. And the way we're asking is making if you can make a sustainable donation, recurring donation, just a couple dollars every month would be great. If we can get 250 people to do that this time, 250 people to do that next time, we will end pledge drives as we know them. We will not be coming on for weeks at a time, months sometimes, and begging for money. We'll just need to re-up whoever drops off. We want to make WGXC a sustainable organization that can exist into infinity, and we need your help to do it. We've just been going for 2 hours so far, and we've already got four of our 250 goal. We want to thank Becca from Green and Columbia Counties for becoming the latest WGXC sustaining supporter. We're at number four out of 250. So we're on the way. Four people already have made the commitment to become sustainable, recurring donors. And we want you to be number five. We want to end pledge drives as we know them on this radio station and make it more enjoyable for listeners. We want to keep local content on the air. Songs and stories from your community, from Greene County, from Columbia County, from Southern Albany County, from Southern Rensselaer County, from Western Massachusetts, from Schoharie County, from Northern Dutchess County, Northern Ulster County. If you're in Pine Plains, please call. If you're in Surprise, make a donation. If you're in Climax, we need your help. If you're in Prattsville, please call. Oak Hill, we need your help in Oak Hill, 518-697-7400. We need your help in Palinville at wgxc.org/donate. We need your help in Copaic. In New Baltimore, we need your help at 518-697-7400. New Lebanon, we need your help at wgxc.org/donate. We're trying to end the pledge drive as we know it on the air here and instead move to a recurring sustainable model. And we're almost 2% of the way in just 2 hours. strange experimental music, old soul you forgot about, new punk rock, the greatest jazz in the history of the world, and more. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. We've gotten 4 of our 250. You could be number 5. We want you to be number 5. This hour, we need another one. We need number 5. Pull over now. Stop whatever you're doing. You can do it. 518-697-7400. If you're looking for other things to do, the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org is full of things to do. Go to wgxc.org, click on the community calendar, and you'll find it all there. Right at the top of the page, there's an Add an Event button. You just press the Add an Event button, and then copy and paste the information about your event in there. Soon enough, folks like me will be reading your event on the radio aloud with the bullhorn that is 90.7 FM, informing other local residents about your event, or people around the world will see it online at wgxc.org/community calendar. Click on the community calendar for more information. Tonight, Sherilyn Beatty's The Amazing Freak Folk Band is performing with Wet Tuna, Vermont's Matt Valentine is in there. Joshua Burkett is also on the bill. That's at the Roots Cellar at 8 p.m. in Greenfield, Massachusetts, tonight. Closer to our WGXC transmitter is Hilo in Catskill. That's where Interplanetary Music is tonight. An Evening of Sun Ra at Hilo, featuring Keith Prey, Chris Payson, Scott Petito, Otto Hauser, Tyler Wood, Jonathan Talbot, Danny Bloom, Mitch Kessler, Don Mickelson, and others. 8 p.m. to 9:30 tonight at Hilo in Catskill. There should be a live web stream available at wgxc.org. Click on Listen Now on any WGXC webpage and scroll down to find the live web stream. Thursday, October 11th, there's a Buy Local Business Expo at the Columbia Green Community College. Sponsored by the Columbia County and Green County Chambers of Commerce. Call 518-828-4417 for more information. That's from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, October 11th at the Columbia Green Community College, the Buy Local Business Expo. Also Thursday, October 11th, from 6 to 9 p.m. in Albany, a film screening of the local documentary Brought to Light, Unearthing the History of an African-American Cemetery in Kinderhook, New York. That'll be shown at the Albany Institute of History and Art from 6 to 9 p.m. Thursday, October 11th. Also, closer to the WGXC transmitter on Thursday, October 11th, the Bridge Street Theater hosts Driving Miss Daisy. Catskill's Flo Hale is directing the show. That's all this weekend. Starts Thursday, October 11th. Also Thursday, October 11th at the Half Moon in Hudson, Chris Garneau and Emily Ritz perform. Emily Ritz opens for Chris Garneau, who's got a new record out called Yours next month. Thursday, October 11th at Hilo in Catskill, Lusterlit performs. They're from the Bushwick Book Club, and they do songs about books. That show is at Hilo in Catskill, 8 p.m. Thursday, October 11th. Friday, October 12th is the voter registration deadline. Your last day to register to vote, last day to postmark application, an application to be eligible to vote in the general election is October 12th. It must be received by October 17th. The general election is November 6th. There's a job search help at the Hudson Area Library Friday at 10 a.m. A fall rummage sale this weekend at the First Reformed Church of Catskill, Friday and Saturday. Friday, it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, it only lasts until 1 p.m. The Art of Music Group Art Show opening reception is at from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, October 12th at the Hermance Memorial Library in Coxsackie. It's a musician-themed show with work by Penny Jordan, Corinne Jorgensen, Erica Klein, Luis Macia, Emily Pell, Ruby Silvius, and Roz Tobias. And the show is up October 6th through November 16th. The opening reception is October 12th. And it's put on by the Friends of the Hermance Memorial Library in Coxsackie at 6 to 8 p.m. at 1 Eli Street. Friday, October 12th, Bobby Previtt's Rhapsody Band is at the Hudson Opera House. That's Bobby Previtt on drums with Nels Klein on guitar. Also in the band, John Medeski, Zena Parkins, Jen Hsu. It's a fabulous band with a fabulous record out, Rhapsody. They'll be performing 7 p.m. Friday, October 12th at the Hudson Opera House. Half Waif, Christopher Tignor and Emily Ritz perform next to Hilo Friday, October 12th. It's in the Catskill Mills space. And Hilo is putting the show on. It's a ticketed event, not a free Hilo show. With Half Waif, Christopher Tignor and Emily Ritz next door to Hilo Friday, October 12th around 8 p.m. Also, Friday, October 12th, the Feelies are back. Club Helsinki in Hudson at 9 p.m. Saturday, October 13th, Drop, Forge, and Tool has a make-your-own bra workshop. It's a two-day workshop, Saturday and Sunday. 442 Warren Street is where Drop, Forge, and Tool is in Hudson. The Gallatin Residents Association has a Meet the Candidates forum Saturday, October 13th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. They've invited candidates. It doesn't say whether they're coming or not, but they've invited candidates from for Congress in District 19, for State Senate in District 43, and State Assembly District 106. The Hudson Library's Tween Advisory Council screens Spirited Away Saturday, October 13th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And the Old Chatham Quaker Meeting House screens A Bold Piece. The Old Chatham Quaker Meeting House in Old Chatham, 6 p.m. Saturday, October 13th. The swing band One Straw Revolution performs at a swing dance Saturday, October 13th at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts. There'll be a lesson from Jason Fenton on swing dancing at 7:30 p.m. And then the live music from One Straw Revolution starts at 8:30. Also Saturday night, October 13th at Hilo in Catskill, Elvis Perkins joins Tyler Wood and Otto Hauser in their monthly improvisation show with the legendary Elvis Perkins. This Saturday, 8:30 p.m. at Hilo in Catskill. Sunday, October 14th, The Elements of Style at Edgewater is a show at the Hudson Opera House, 2 p.m. with Peter Kenny, the co-president of Classical American Homes Preservation Trust and former curator and administrator in the American wing of the Metropolitan Museum, talking about the Edgewater House. There's also Folk Tales and Stories from Pamela Badilla Sunday, October 14th at the Hudson Area Library. These events and more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. Thank you. You're listening to Steve Reich drumming on the radio, 90.7 FM, during our pullover pledge drive. We're asking you to help end the pledge drive as we know it on WGXC. So this time next year, there won't be someone asking you for money every 5 minutes on the radio. We're trying to turn this into a sustainable project that lasts and lasts. So we're asking for your help to make a sustainable donation, a recurring donation, at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. It's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. We need your help to keep Creative Community Radio on. We want to thank those who have called today. Becca from Green and Columbia Counties became the latest WGXC sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. We also want to thank Bill from Lake Hill who made a donation. wgxc.org/donate. You can make any size donation. Doesn't have to be sustainable. If you want, you can make it just a regular donation. We've got some people in Craryville who became sustaining supporters. Chez Masterson from Columbia County also became a sustaining supporter. So thank you there from Craryville and Green and Columbia County. And any place you're listening, you can donate from. It doesn't have to be in the Hudson Valley. If you're listening in Chicago or Atlanta, Pyongyang, Sydney, Australia, wherever you are, you can make a donation at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. You can make the difference so we don't have to do this again in this way. We're trying to end the WGXC pledge drive as we know it. Switch to a sustainable model for lasting media influence in your community, a lasting soapbox that stands, a framework that allows all different opinions to be assembled. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Call now before Spike Priggin gets here at noon after the local news, and before Representative John Faso gets here at 2 p.m. to take your calls and answer questions and talk about his campaign to get reelected to the New York 19th Congressional District. 518-697-7400 is the number to call or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. In this tight-knit community, you can make an enormous difference. You donate to a big giant public radio station or send off money to the Washington Post or some other media organization out of the area. That's great, too. They need your help. But in this community, you can make such an enormous difference with a small amount of money. Just $5 a month is the difference between the station staying on the air and not. Between having lots of interviews with all kinds of local folks and not. Please make a difference in your community. You can have the biggest impact with smaller media projects like WGXC. Please make a difference today. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your own community. 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org.
Just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all.
Alright, breaking news. Where's our breaking news sound? Breaking news from Robert Gavin in the Albany Times Union just in. The son, a son of the owner of the limousine that crashed in Schoharie, killing 20 people on Saturday, was taken into custody this morning, his lawyer confirmed. Lee Kinlan said state police took his client into custody this morning. That's all there is in the story so far, but that's just breaking from the Albany Times Union that the police have arrested the son of the owner of the limousine company that was responsible, at least for the car that had that horrific crash in Schoharie County on Saturday.
Somebody's got time. Somebody's got the right.
All right, it is a new age here at WGXC. We're trying to end the pledge drive as we know it and keep doing actual radio rather than fundraising on the radio. That's our goal, to end the pledge drive as we know it, and we need your help to do that. This is our pullover pledge drive and hopefully one of our last traditional pledge drives ever. We're asking for your help to make to keep community radio coming out of your speakers and into your life. 518-697-7400 is the number to do that, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. You know where the dots and dashes go, don't you? You've heard enough Morse code on this station to know where the dots and dashes go. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. We just brought you that breaking news that the son of the owner of the limo in the Schoharie limousine crash Saturday has been taken into custody by police. We're also thanking our first four out of 250. We're looking for 250 folks to make sustainable donations to WGXC. Recurring donations. They can just be a small amount, $5 or $10 a month. Whatever you can afford. They can be greater if you can afford more, obviously. Or if you just want to make a regular old one-time donation, that's fine too. But we're especially asking for the sustainable kind. To end the pledge drive as we know it, we need 250 folks like that this time. We've already gotten four, and we've only been on the hour less than 3 hours. We need one more before Spike Priggen comes in at noon with the rock and roll show from the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Reports are he has left his record store in Catskill and is on his way to the Hudson Studio right this second. We need your help. One more caller before he gets here at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. We want to thank Becca from Greene and Columbia Counties for becoming the latest WGXC sustaining supporter. Also this morning, we want to thank Bill from Lake Hill, New York for making a regular old donation. That's great too. Thanks, Bill. And then we want to thank two folks in Craryville, two separate Craryville households who called and became sustaining supporters this morning at wgxc.org/donate. And also Shez Masterson from Columbia County for becoming a sustaining supporter at wgxc.org/donate. We need at least one more this morning. We need to get to five in the next 15 minutes. You can have the greatest impact with a donation of this sort. A donation right in your community that affects all sorts of different communities. A donation to WGXC is like donating to all the nonprofits in the area because they all get to come on and talk about their programs. They all get to promote their events and fundraisers. It's like making a donation to all sorts of political candidates who get to come on and have their say and let you know about their views so you can help make up your mind before you go into the ballot booth. Making a donation to WGXC is like making a donation to every part of your community, as every part of your community gets to be represented here and gets to have their say on the air. 518-697-7400 is the number to call to keep this soapbox standing, to keep the framework alive that allows all these different community voices to reach your ears. 518-697-7400, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and bring us into this new age where the pledge drive as we know it is over. That's our goal here. We want to end the pledge drive as we know it. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Please help. You can change the face of the local community, the local media landscape, by making sure there is a place for other voices, other opinions. 518-697-7400 to keep local youth on the air, playing very, very old music and very, very new music. 518-697-7400. or go online to wgxc.org/donate. You do, you'll feel better about yourself. You can keep your head held high. Listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, and it's our pullover pledge drive. We're asking you to pull over and make a difference in your community with a donation to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio. We want to end the pledge drive as we know it. We want to end this constant begging on the air for money and instead bring you more community interviews, more sounds you've never heard before, songs you forgot about, or songs you forgot to remember. You can make a difference with a giant impact on a project like this. Every donation means so much. We're only asking for 250 this time, and we've already gotten four. So we just need 246 more people. We want you to be next. We need number five before the hour ends. To call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. You can make a difference in your community and your community media project. It's a website, not just a radio station, but the website has all kinds of community events listed and a way for you to put your events up there. It's got a newsroom with all sorts of stuff, news and information about what's going on in your neighborhood, videos of local town meetings, and more. There's audio archives with all the shows that you missed before you can go back and hear. Historical broadcasts, things that, town meetings that you might need for whatever reason to hear. Think about investing in your community and in this community media project that allows so many different voices to get on the air, that amplifies the voices of the local media, amplifies the Registered Star, amplifies the Daily Mail, amplifies the Columbia Paper, amplifies what's going on in the Greenville Pioneer, the Albany Times Union, and the Daily Freeman. We try to amplify as many different community voices as we can at WGXC 90.7 FM. So you can make decisions on your own when you have the information. Get to overhear other tribes, other communities talk about what's important to them. At 90.7 FM, consider making a donation today so you have that information tomorrow. Remember, Representative John Faso is in at 2 p.m. to take your questions. We'll be giving out the number questions now at WGXC, or go to our Facebook page and put a question there. We hope you can find a reason to make a donation to WGXC today at wgxc.org/donate. right, you've been listening to WGXC Morning Show. We did get our fifth sustainer, Amanda Lees from Freehold. Thank you so much for making a sustainable donation to keep Creative Community Radio coming your way out of your speakers. We just need 245 more people, but we've gotten off to a great start this morning. 3 hours and five folks. We're on our way. Make your donation today and end pledge drives as we know it on the air. We get 250 people this time, 250 people next time, and we won't have to do normal pledge drives where we interrupt things all the time. We'll just need to maintain instead of, and we'll be able to sustain. So please make a decision today to donate to your community radio station. Make a sustainable, recurring pledge if you can, or make any kind of donation that you can. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
But when we're all alone by the far side of our home, the angry words we spoke that day have forever gone away. Then it's love we talk about, to the world outside we say, 10-4.